As if the battles against Iraqi insurgents, militias, and assorted bad guys weren't enough, many Iraqis are now engaged in another fight, the Battle of the Bulge. Tina Sussman is the Los Angeles Times bureau chief in Baghdad. And Tina, Iraq is somewhat quieter these days, although by no means calm. And we're hearing that some Iraqis now have time to think about their waistlines. What have these few years of relentless violence done to the average Iraqi physique?
Well, basically, the average Iraqi for the last few years hasn't gone out much, particularly with 2-3 years during which the sectarian warfare was the worst, starting in the beginning of 2006. A lot of Iraqis just never went out. There were curfews, there was bombs, shootings, there was the danger of being kidnapped. The result is people became very sedentary. They ate a lot. The surgeon that I interviewed, who has begun doing this gastric band surgery for extremely obese people, because there's no question that he's seen an increase in the number of obese people coming through his office, you know, looking for a solution other than just diet and exercise to get the extra pounds off.
Now, you were talking about some of the extremes that Iraqis are going to deal with this weight problem. You indicated this surgery that this Dr. Ramiz Mukhtar at a hospital in Baghdad has started called gastric band surgery. It's not gastric bypass. What is gastric band surgery?
Gastric band surgery is actually a very simple process whereby the surgeon surgically implants a band around the patient's stomach. It essentially shrinks the stomach dramatically so that you can only eat a certain amount. He says he's the only doctor in Iraq that's doing this kind of surgery. And the person that we focused our story on, a young man named Haider, had actually been considering going to Lebanon for the surgery because he didn't know that he could actually get it done here in Iraq.
What about other weight loss methods, going to exercise studios, gyms, or are Iraqis going there?
It's not really much of an option here. During the height of the violence, which up until just a few months ago was extraordinary, the idea of going out for the sake of pumping iron and running on a treadmill just wasn't something Iraqis really thought about doing. Secondly, you have problems like electricity here, which makes things like running on a treadmill a little bit difficult at times. For instance, we have a treadmill here in the bureau, and frequently when I'm on it, it will suddenly come to a screeching halt when the electricity stops. Mm. The other problem here, particularly for women, is that, you know, the way the society has evolved since the fall of Saddam Hussein has become much more culturally conservative. And for women to try to find a way to exercise is extremely difficult. The idea of going jogging outside, even if you didn't run the risk of getting mistaken for an insurgent and shot, for instance, for running down the street, it would be such an oddity here. It would call such attention to you that it's just not something that people would do.
You know, the other thing, since the fall of Saddam Hussein, cable TV and widescreen television have really become increasingly available in Iraq. Do you think Iraq is sort of heading toward couch potato dumb?
Yeah, the availability of satellite TV has had a dramatic change on living habits here. And that's something that even our obese subject of our story, Haider, his uncle, was commenting on that when I went to visit him the day after the operation. You know, his uncle was saying, ever since the fall of Saddam Hussein, everybody now watches TV. And it's affected Iraqis in two ways. Number one, it's made them much more conscious of how the rest of the world views having a great body. So in some ways, Iraqis are now more aware of the whole idea of having a beautiful body. And yet, at the same time, they love their TVs. You know, before satellite TV, all my Iraqi friends here tell me they used to just go out a lot more. They would go out and see friends and meet in parks and take the family out. And now they do tend to just flop down on the sofa and watch TV.
Tina Sussman is the Los Angeles Times bureau chief in Baghdad. Curious irony in all of this, Tina. Thanks so much for talking about it.
Thanks a lot.